This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was arrested at a Moscow airport Sunday. Now other countries are responding and calling for his release. France's foreign ministry called for the immediate release of the Kremlin critic. Foreign ministry spokeswoman Agnès van der Meulen said in a statement, the country is very concerned and, quote, with its European partners, it is following the situation with the utmost vigilance and call for his immediate release. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's aide also responding, saying Navalny should be released and, quote, the perpetrators of this outrageous attack on his life must be held accountable. The president-elect's incoming national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, said the Kremlin's attacks on Mr. Navalny are not just a violation of human rights, but an affront to the Russian people who want their voices heard. Navalny returned to Russia Sunday after spending 5 months recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. The arrest was widely expected because Russia's prison service said he had violated parole terms from a suspended sentence on a 2014 embezzlement conviction. President-elect Biden is planning to lay out a positive, optimistic vision for the country in his inaugural address on Wednesday. A key aide saying on Sunday he will, quote, try to turn the page on the divisiveness and the hatred of the last 4 years under outgoing President Donald Trump. Kate Bedingfield, Biden's incoming communications director, told ABC's This Week show that the new U.S. leader will lay out a path forward. She went on and said she believes that that is what Americans want, a government focused on doing right by them. We have more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The upcoming inauguration is fraught with tension after the January 6th storming of the Capitol by a mob of thousands of supporters of President Trump. The outgoing president urged them to march to the building as lawmakers met to certify Biden's election victory that is determinative of the U.S. presidential election. Three civilians were wounded on Sunday by a projectile fired by Yemen's Houthi movement into a border town in Saudi Arabia's southern Jizan region. That's according to the Saudi Civil Defense Unit. The injured were a man and two children, two of them stable, and one is in critical condition. A Saudi-led military coalition is backing Yemeni government forces fighting the Iranian-aligned Houthi movement, which is controlling much of Yemen's north, including the capital Sana'a, and it has launched numerous strikes into Saudi Arabia. Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine's party said Sunday that it is preparing to challenge President Yoweri Museveni's election victory and condemned what it called the house arrest of Wine and his wife. A spokesman for Wine's National Unity Party said they had evidence of ballot stuffing and other forms of malpractice and planned to use it to challenge the election. On Saturday, the Electoral Commission declared Museveni the winner of Thursday's vote, with final counts showing the president won 59% of votes to Wine's 35%. At least two crew members died after a cargo ship sank in bad weather in the Black Sea off Turkey on Sunday. That's according to local officials. Five seamen from among the 13 on board the bulk carrier Arvin have been rescued, and an operation is continuing to find the others. A Ukrainian foreign ministry spokesman confirmed to AFP that the ship was owned by a Ukrainian firm. The vessel was heading for Bulgaria from Georgia when it sank in bad weather. Brazil's Anvisa health regulator gave emergency approval Sunday for its first two coronavirus vaccines as the country gears up to roll out a mass inoculation campaign amid a devastating second epidemic wave. It authorized AstraZeneca and Oxford University's COVID shield shot, as well as China's CoronaVac for use in the country, where the COVID-19 death toll now exceeds 200,000. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.